Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode of The Cutty Strange on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. This month, we'll listen to two longer pieces, beginning with the work by New York City-based composer Jacob Elkin. This will be followed by a piece I aired on an episode a couple of months back called Sound Piece by Pauline Oliveros. But this month, I'll air the version that was performed at this year's Audio Buffet, that was held at Wavefarm over this past summer. The first work, by Jacob Elkin, titled Dreamscape, is composed of a wide variety of atmospheric, musical, and spoken sounds to form a dream narrative. It is in three movements, which correspond to the times of night in which the dream takes place. The soundscape pulls the listener into an imaginary world of disjunct, visceral sounds which fold in and out of each other. It is intended to be listened to alone with as little distraction as possible. In this way, the listener is more completely pulled into the experience and can imagine their shifting environment, whether it is sinking into an ocean or eavesdropping on an alleyway argument. The piece draws great influence from the work and philosophy of John Cage, in that every sound is considered to be a kind of music. Its darker aspects are influenced by horror radio shows such as Lights Out and the transmissions and recordings from the cult commune Jonestown from which it draws material. The three movements are titled 1. Evening, which runs about 12 and a half minutes, 2. White Night, which is about 6.5 minutes, and 3. Dawn, which is about 9.5 minutes. Here is Jacob Elkin's Dreamscape.
Eins. Sieh nicht, was andere tun. Der anderen sind so viel. Du kommst da in ein Spiel, das nimmermehr wird ruhen. Geh einfach Gottes Pfad, lass nichts sonst für sein. So ist es richtig. Du bist von irgendwelcher Fähigkeit nicht.
ネズミ色の水蒸気を震わせたら それがみんな霧雨になって降って気はしないかと思われる。その退屈な空の下で、高架鉄道を視野が通る。行く商へ通う居場所が通る。店の人が一つずつ開く。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこに3人人が立った。そこ 彼女は彼女の友達と一緒に住んでいる。
Son sus padres principales y es de nobles descendientes, porque en las venas de Oriente toda la sangre son iguales, y pues es quien hace iguales al duque.
ポデロソカバレ番などにはエストンディネロ。それを得意になって披露する。詩吟、薩摩琵琶、落語、講談、声色、手品、何でもできた。その上また、身振りとか顔つきとかで人を笑わせるのに独特な妙を得ている。したがって、クラスの休憩も教員間の評判も悪くはない。もっとも自分とは互いに行き来はしていながら、 さして親しいという間柄でもなかった。早いね君も。 僕はいつも早いさ。虫はこういうのをちょっと拒まない
ように
してた。でもこの間は遅刻したぞ。この間、遅刻の時間だった。そういえば先生だって着衣からね。着衣とも本間なんぞは熱帯魚の愛といいとどっちが先へ来るんだか、それさえ僕に知らないくせに表紙用でいい加減にごまかしごまかし教えているじゃないか。どこまでも着衣で持ちきりばかりで一つもろくな噂は出ない。そうそう、そのうちに娘が自分の隣のベンチに腰をかけて新聞を読んでいた。職人らしい男の靴をマッキンレイだと批評した。これは当時マッキンレイという新型の靴が持ったもの。この男の靴は一般に靴を使って、その上僕の方が靴の靴を履いていたからである。マッキンレイは良かったと言って皆一時に失笑した。それから自分たちは一気になってこの待合室には靴の靴をいろいろな人間を出所し始めた。そしていちいち僕らに東京の記念室でなければならないように大きな命を与えました。こういうことにかくて引きを取るようなおとなしい生徒は自分たちの中に一人もいない。中でも無線の形容が一番辛辣でかつ一番反逆に富んでいた。無線無線、あのおかみさんを見ろよ。あいつは日々が睨んだような顔をしている。こっちの赤帽も何かに似ているぜ。ねえ、ムセ。あいつはカロル五世さん。しまいにはムセが一人で悪口を言う役目を引き受けるようなことになった。すると、その時、自分たちの一人は時間表の前に立って細かい数字を調べている妙な男を発見した。その男は、洋館色の背広を着て体操に使う空間のような細い足をネズミの粗い縞のズボンに通していた。血の広い赤色の黒い中折の下から反発の毛がはみ出しているところを見るともうかなりな年配らしい。そのくせ首の周りには白と黒と横縞の派手な反発を巻きつけて無知かと思うような血の長い毛を通して荒れにしたりしている。血の手に血の毛
ああ、すいません。あれ、ごめん、それ。
boundless shade, take me to thy rest, I pray. None of human thought, none shall bound the tender mercy.
Bring it up from off my head.
Thy mercy far outweighs them everyone. Down before thy cross I pass. Ere I lay me down to sleep, bid thy angels pure and holy. Patient, by the staff. Round my bed their vigil gleam, then like my sick. Pardon all my peril, underneath it. It is made. None shall measure out thy pit. Which thy holy son, hear my prayer, O heavenly Father, me with thy blessing. Come, guide and guide. Till thy angels bid me home. Past transgressions, then, trusting in thy help alone. Things are heavy, but give me strength for days to come. Keep me through this night of end of child's hymn.
Tell me only the love and the pharaoh, neither of them what hidden echo. Where's Hipparchle now? Behold, where is now waves year, the Roman nose of yes, Laura, here, and of no man, a Saxon woman, and hermit beauty with Abelard and Mir, and whose nose knows is the year, and Louis, who had I weaned, where from love, and one set year, and where I found those men, and here, and the white mermaid, where was brought, and the voice of the men, neither of them, where's Hipparchle.
In the night, I dreamed that you had died.
Hell is the duskiest lily.
I dreamed that I was dead and close to heaven.
For the moon,
only in sleep, time is forgotten.
It is some dream that on the deck you fall in.
Why by her darkness cannot night reveal?
And not in others.
Then like a queen, despair put on the stars to wear.
I must go on. I forget
so
just
weary waiting the dawn and finding and resisting.
The night is dark and
gone. And thus we all are naive, the truth we fear to know.
One short
in the blue history drains out and
round
the
decay of that colossal
rock,
boundless and
questioning emptiness.
The sun far away.
Despair.
The rainbow comes and goes.
My soul is growing deep, like the rivers.
Now a dot of red.
Box of stars
shine with a radiance that is all their own.
Oblivion.
I wonder. Now that time has passed.
Want to die with me?
Sure.
Why not? Hell yeah. You think I'd make you leave me?
It is the crimson, not the gray, that charms the twilight of all time.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Thank you.
estaba una liebre siendo perseguida por un águila y viéndose herida.
En una junta de animales, való tan bonito el monstruo que, ganándose la simpatía de los espectadores, fue elegido rey. El oso la torna, su avergüenza.
Entonces decidieron
queriendo mantener su vida solitaria, enviaron un poco diferente a lo ya acostumbrado.
Para pedirle,
salió un cangrejo de mar y se fue a vivir a la playa.
Lo vio una sombra, ya que era un perro que iba a rear.
Una víbora acostumbrada.
El mono se acercó sin más intención y quien no pensaba en el perro. Entonces la morra, quien el mundo acusaba de
entender la
rampa,
lo contenta de reinar.
Eres un tonto, también la fiebre de reinar entre todos los lanzados.
El gato,
número
el caballo de reposo,
si antes no has
reído los lobos sobre el cebado,
es vivir así.
Fin de la fábula.
In fact, the dream should be vain, but may be the insight of your dream. Strange, but strange to us all, it's not to get so bad as to all the wishes of child addiction, since the wish is that the infant's eyes have been filled with a strong doubt, which is a manifestation of the great sense of science, I say that his wish is founded in a special passion for the soul, so the infant is all that he is excitation for the soul of the team is strange.
That was Dreamscape by New York City-based composer Jacob Elkin. Next, we'll hear a rebroadcast of Pauline Oliveros' sound piece, which was performed at this year's Audio Buffet at Wave Farm over the summer. Here it is.
Everyone, I'm Daniel Steffi. I host The Cuddy Strange that airs on the first Thursday at the 1 a.m. hour of each month on WGXC. And if you want, there's a pile of papers right up here with one of Pauline Oliveros' pieces, sound piece, written in 1998. And this is a piece that I've been playing with various groups for the last few years or so, primarily with Control Z, which is a fluid trio of live electronics musicians, but originally based in Oakland, California, where I first met and studied with Pauline at Mills, and now I'm based in the city, so it's a bi-coastal group. But this was written for Charles Boone's San Francisco Art Institute class, and I'll just go ahead and read it and answer any questions or explain anything. So in this piece, a sound could come from any sort of sound source. The sound could be shorter or longer, softer or louder, simple or complex, but not identifiable as a fragment or phrase of music. So, for example, no recordings, no radios, or any pre-recorded sounds. Each sound used should have its own character. Sounds that are difficult to identify might be more interesting. Sounds that come from unusual sources, methods of activation, or locations might have more interest. The sound sources might be visually interesting or not, and could be staged to enliven the performance space in an interesting audio as well as visual and dramatic design. Sounds could be local or distant with stationary or moving sound sources. So each person prepares a number of sounds to present within a predetermined duration. So I think we'll do about 20 minutes. There's a box of toys back here and all of our microphones set up right behind me. If we want to move back there in a minute, you could use your voice. You could use things on the ground. Just decide a number of things you'd like to use, and how you will use them over 20 minutes is up to you. So each person may have as many or few sound sources as they want, and each person devises their own time scheme and staging for their sounds within the given duration. So if you want to wait for 5 minutes and then come join us for 5 minutes and then leave, however you like to do it, is totally okay. And the piece begins with the first sound and ends when the time is up. And there's a variation for it, which I think we can do today. And that's that sounds are activated before, after, or exactly with another performer's sound. The duration of the piece may be predetermined, or if time is not limited, the piece could go until all the energy is spent. So it's in the way Pauline wrote her music and wanted everyone to experience it was, of course, through listening. So if you hear a sound, you can anticipate a sound happening and you can jump in right before, during a sound, or after the sound, and anticipating through very focused listening. So I'm going to go ahead and grab a stopwatch and head back here and get started. I'm going to play this egg shaker and other things that I'll find along the way. Thank you.
think she would have liked that.
She always is good at making us listen, isn't she?
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Cutty Strange is produced and hosted by Daniel Steffi out of Brooklyn, New York, and airs on the first Thursday of every month at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Tune in every month to hear new sounds in the world of broadcast and transmission art and other realms of the avant-garde. Thank for tuning in.